Glory to God. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the one and only. He's God Almighty. The only true God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is an evangelistic message to anyone and everyone who is willing to listen, even those who are saved. But specifically, I want to speak to those who are not saved yet, or perhaps they are backsliders, or they just don't know if they are truly saved. Jesus the Christ is how we find God Almighty. It's how we find, He is how we find everything that is of any value, and it's all contained with Him. In Him, Jesus is literally God came to earth as a man, Jesus Christ, and justified Himself to the world. And why did Jesus ascend into heaven? Because He sent the Holy Spirit, who is now available to every person on the earth, all the time, everywhere they go. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. I'm just going to say this just very logically, but the end result of knowing Jesus is finding the glorious Lord God Almighty, the glorious splendor of His majesty. That's the only true God. And whoever knows Him through Jesus Christ, when they leave the earth, they won't die, because Jesus told us, you'll live forever. Whoever will never die. And that person will go and spend eternity in God's glorious presence. It's so wonderful it can't be put into human words. His glorious presence. But those who do not know Jesus Christ, tragically, will miss heaven and will go to spend an eternity in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Not prepared for man, for the enemy and his angels, but the enemy deceives people into going there. Revelation says he deceives the whole world. Jesus said he's a liar, a thief, and a murderer. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it to an abundance till it overflows. The Zoe kind of life, the divine nature. It's just so glorious. It's beyond comprehension. We should never look to mankind. Mankind completely misses it. Even those who have the closest walk with God completely miss it. We look to Jesus Christ. This decision, it's the only decision in a person's life, really, because our eternity depends on it. Our eternal destiny. Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? There's nothing. It's the most valuable thing that we have is our soul, right? It's eternal. Every person is an eternal being. Even those who don't want to have anything to do with God, they don't want anything to do with Jesus Christ, they are eternal. They will exist for eternity because God made every person into His own image. And that person tragically will end up in hell. It's a place of fire and unimaginable torment and suffering. People's senses are stronger in hell. They feel the fire. Their flesh is burned off of their bones. And continually, there's forever. And then, what's even worse, it's thrown into the lake of fire at the end times. Right now, hell is awful. It's in a holding place. It's in the middle of the earth, by the way. and it's fire comes through, the lake of fire comes through at times, like every several minutes, and burns people, and they're still burned even when it's gone. But at the end times, it will be thrown into the lake of fire, and people will burn forever in hell. And immediately people fire questions at God. How could God allow this? How could there be that? We should never cross-question the Almighty God. We should humble ourselves before Him and fear Him and give Him everything we have. He's given us everything we have to begin with. I say this in humility and great fear and trembling, because I myself, I'm the last person in the world who should be, you know, allowed to preach this gospel, but I'm doing it. This is, God's called me to do this, so I'm just presenting it. Come to Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the greatest. He's the God Almighty. How can someone say no to Him? That's what a great evangelist said. It's like, the question is not why don't you receive Jesus. How can you stay away? He's the merciful, gentle shepherd, and He's the everything. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's God Almighty. He's the Son of God, but He's also God. And because of Him, that's how we can come to God. That's the whole thing. We need more emphasis on Jesus Christ. We need more revelations. He'll give someone, the Holy Spirit will reveal, it's infinite and eternal what will be and can be revealed to us for eternity, and we can start getting it on the earth. That's one of the secrets. We can start, when someone comes to Jesus Christ, they actually find eternal life, which is knowing God, the only true God. It's also, Jesus called it, the age to come. He said eternal life, the age to come. That's the next age. That's eternity. So someone steps out of time into eternity when they find Jesus, even if they don't realize it. And we can now store up treasures in heaven that will last forever. We can do things that will be last, that will last and be recorded in heaven forever. It's the most glorious offer ever made to mankind. I mean, nothing else even is an offer. And yet most people say no. What a tragedy. How sad that is, that they, you know. And what's even more tragic is that they end up in hell. I mean, it's a hard one. I know it's very hard to understand. We cannot, let me say this. I'd say 99% of our most holy faith is a mystery that we will spend eternity in awe of, probably 100%. We can understand some things on the earth. But it's so glorious, so wonderful. I'll finish with this. The most glorious thing is Him. Amen. On the glorious splendor of Your majesty and on Your wondrous works will I meditate.